Even though I'm a strong person, every day is hard. Time is an essence, and they have to come back home now. That is why it was very important for me to do this big thing in Zikim. You know, bringing live music that Alon loves to him to make sure that he hears it and gets a lot of energy from that to be able to continue to survive. And also to say that no more, that we have to open the hearts of everybody who is connected to this thing, if it's politicians, the government, if it's Hamas, if it's whoever, to open their hearts and think about what it is to be human. It's taking too long, and every day is, it's harder. I talked about energy, and I talked about the fact that I want the music to get to Alon, right? So we sent a post saying that any musician that is singing or playing at their homes, at a concert, doesn't matter. When they're sitting and playing, just think about Alon. Please just think about him. Because when a musician plays, it's like meditation. It has power. And I thought of, just think about him. You will get that. And Avishai Cohen and Shlomi Shaban, so many, were so moved by that, that they wrote us that they were doing that and they want to do something more. It came from them. My son, my Aronen, he wrote to Avishai Cohen. And the song that Avishai Cohen wrote, Shuv Elai, it's a song that was written before the 7th of October, but Ronen asked if it was okay for him to do this song with Alon's friends who are musicians also, and changed a little bit the words to Shuvu Elenu. And he was so moved by that. He was so grateful. And he said, of course. And they went and they did this clip. And it was really emotional. I think he was, it's emotional and very, very strong song. It says exactly what we want, for them to come back to us.
אני אצא אל הלילה, אחפש כוכב שיעיר את דרכי. אם תלכי הלילה לבדך, הכוכבים ילבו אותך, רוח ים תלחש אל תוך ליבך, תמלא את גופך, ואם תבקשי את חום גופי, אני אצא אל הלילה, אחפש כוכב שיעיר את דרכי, ואותי אלייך יביא. שובי אליי, שובי אלינו, בשבילך, לשביל שנינו. שובי אליי, שוב אלינו, בשבילך, בשביל שנינו. אם תלכי הלילה לבדך, הכוכבים ילוו אותך, רוח ים תלחש אל תוך ליבך, תמלא את גופך. אם תלכי הלילה לבדך, הכוכבים ילוו אותך, רוח ים תלחש אל תוך ליבך, תמלא את גופך, ואם תבקשי את חום גופי, אני אצא אל הלילה, חפש כוכב שיעיר דרכי.
Is there, I always ask this at the end of the interview, but is there anything that I didn't ask that you wish that I did ask, or something else that you want to, that you would like to add?
Yes. Yes, there's something very important.
Okay.
You know, I've been talking and sharing my story, and Alon's story. And I want to ask whoever is listening to do something. If anyone will just do something good, giving, something that's good for somebody else, but think about the hostages when they're doing it. Even one hostage, think about Alon, think about Hirsch, whatever. And it doesn't matter what age you are. You know, you give your mother a cup of tea and you think about Alon, that is wonderful. And I'm thinking, walk the dog to your neighbor, to a friend, and think about Alon when doing it. Yeah, doing a good thing for you, but in a conscious way for somebody. Do something that makes you feel like you are doing something meaningful and important to bring the hostages back home. And it starts with small things, and then it depends on each one of you what you can do, but you have to do. It's not enough just to listen. You have to do something. So do something. Do something nice.